Hey, this is a Life Minds podcast. This is an online radio program that exposes you to the dangers of not renewing your mind. When your mind is changed, your life will be transformed. Remember, where your mind goes, your life follows. On this program, we will explore lots of spiritual materials that will help renew your mind. The mind is a servant, either to your spirit or to your flesh. The mindset is what controls you. The mind is what you control. Don't use your mouth as a thermometer, which only reads the temperature of your current condition. Allow God's word to change your mouth into a thermostat, which changes the temperature of your life by confessing what God says. Renewing of the mind happens when we celebrate small victories and focus on what God is doing instead of what God is not doing. Listen to our Life Minds podcast and be energized in your spirit, be renewed in your mind, and constantly focus on your Creator. Join me every week and let us dive in into the world of change and growth. Our Life Minds podcast. Keep living in the fullness of God's word. A Life Minds podcast. Keep living in the fullness of God's word. Hello there. How are you, everyone? I want to welcome you to another episode of a Life Mind podcast. My name is Titilayo Adelani. It's nice to have you around. And if this is your very first time of stopping by on this podcast, I want to welcome you to our Life Minds podcast. This is a podcast to renew your mind, to energize your spirit, and enable you get closer to your Creator. On the last episode in this podcast, on our Life Mind podcast, I shared with you my testimonies, how God delivered me from every evil voices. I told you the antidote to noisy minds, and I gave you an instance that I was in the shackles of evil voices. Why? Because I actually allowed this voice to rule me, to take over my life, to lord over me. But thanks to the Holy Spirit, who has helped me to overcome these evil voices, you know, and I gave you a verse of the scriptures that I constantly use every day of my life, and that is Psalms chapter 62 from verse 1 to 2. Psalms chapter 62 from verse 1 to 2. So today we have another thing before us today, and you're going to be blessed. It's going to help you. You will be blessed mightily. You'll be blessed powerfully with what we have before us today. You know, like I said in the beginning of this podcast is there to help you renew your mind, because most people, the problem they're having is their mind. Their mind has been polluted, and their mind has been a major challenge to them. And one thing I want you to understand, except the mind of a man is renewed, he or she cannot do the right thing. He cannot discern the right will for him. Now, the right way, in the sense that the will of God for his life, he cannot discern it, except his mind is totally renewed. And how can you renew your mind? It's not by giving yourself some moral teaching or something. The only tool, the only pills that can renew your mind is the word of God. Hi, I want to welcome you back to our Life Mind podcast. Like I've said before, today I want to share with you the power of meditation. the power of meditation. I want you to understand something. This is one thing that we find it very difficult to do. It's one thing we find it very, very hard to do. And sharing with you this hour, I want to tell you that this is one of the most powerful tools that you can use to renew your mind. You can actually use the power of meditation to rearrange, to redirect, to restructure your mind. Like I said in the beginning of this podcast, many people actually have been, you know, they have polluted their minds with a lot of materials out there, with a lot of junks they have been listening to, with a lot of things they have actually opened their mind to, a lot of things that they have opened, you know, their heart to. So it has to do with the length of time that they have been opening their heart, they have been opening their mind to this particular thing. And we'll still talk about addiction, the mind and the addiction. So, but it's just a diversion anyway. But I just want to say something. One of the ways you can restructure back your mind, one of the ways you can bring back your mind to on track, is by imbibing the habit of meditation, is taking and picking up the habit of meditation. Now, in the book of 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 15, there's a very part of the scriptures that is so common and yet very powerful. And we don't even take cognizance of this particular scriptures. 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 15, the Bible says, study to show yourself approved unto God. I want you to mark the word approved unto God. A workman that needed not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Now, I want to just lay few emphasis on a particular word there. He said, study to show yourself approved unto God, now not unto man. Now, but in our present world right now, what most people do, they study to impress men. You know, they try to memorize, they try to, you know, put the word of God in their head just to show people that they can, they have the word of God in them. You know, those kind of people are actually, they want to impress men, they want to impress people around them. But the bottom line, the main gist, the main thing about it is that you should study to show yourself approved unto God, not unto any man. A man that needed not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. So, today I want to share with you the power of meditation. Now, when we talk about meditation, meditation, it's an action word, a verb, you know. Back then in school, tell us, the verb is an action word. It's something you do. It's an action word. It doesn't do it. You don't do it until you've done it. I don't know whether you get that gist. It has to be done until it has impact on you. You know, you have to take this action of meditation before it can have impact on you. So it is an action word. Now, when we talk about meditation, meditation has to do with being diligent. You know, you're diligent, you're fervent in a particular thing. It means continuing a particular practice. You know, look at those people that practices soul travel. I don't know if you know them. They practice soul travel, you know. They sit down on a spot and they close their eyes. There's a particular sitting position they actually sit on. And once they sit on that particular position, they close their eyes and they are gone. You know, they say they are practicing soul traveling, and they can be on that particular spot for hours. I hear some people could be on that spot for days. What are they doing? They call it meditation. All right. I want you to understand something. I am talking in an aspect as a child of God, as a Christian. You know, it's meditation has to do with when you ponder deeply, you ponder deeply on the word of God. You know, you continually mumble those words. Take note, there is continuation. Like I've said before, continuing the practice is not something you do right now and you stop. It's a continuous practice. It's continuing mumbling of those words. You know, you ponder deeply. You ponder deeply. Now, look at the scriptures we read at the beginning. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15 says, study to show yourself approved unto God. That word study is not the same thing as reading, you know. You can just read a book and paraphrase, you know. You read it, and it goes like that. But when we talk about studying, a lot of things is embedded. It's embedded in studying. Diligence is embedded in studying, because when you want to study, you want to have a full insight of that word, of that thing you're studying about. You want to have an in-depth understanding. You want to have a great knowledge about what you're studying. So it's not something, studying has to do with a continuous practicing. It's a continuous work. So that is how meditation comes in. Meditation is something you do continually. You know, it's pondering deeply over a particular thing. Now, meditation is a focused repetition of phrases from the scriptures. It's a focused repetition. Now, I want to give you an instance. I don't know, back then when we were still in school, they taught us about ruminant animals. These are animals that have four stomachs, right? Uh-huh. And we are made to understand that these particular animals, when they come in contact with food, most especially grasses, you know, that's their food. They come in contact with grasses, and as they are eating the grasses, they will not just finish it immediately. We were taught that once they grab the grasses at first, they first of all store it in their first stomach. Yes. They store it up in the first stomach, and they keep storing it up. They keep storing, because at that point, that is when they have the opportunity to the food, which is the grass. So they keep storing it up. They keep storing it up. They keep storing it up. And once they're through, probably they now move to a new location. We're meant to understand that these particular animals, once you see them just seated quietly moving their mouth, what are they doing? We're meant to understand that they are chewing cud. They are chewing cud. That's C-U-D. They are chewing cud. And what is that cud? This is the grasses that they've stored in their first stomach. Yes, this is the grasses they've stored in their first stomach. And what do? They bring it out little by little, and they take time to masticate this grass. They take time to chew this grass. They take time to eat it up and grind it very well before it finally goes to the main stomach. Now, I want to liken meditation to this. When you're reading, you just read, you're taking the information. It could be likened to the ruminant animals. When they came in contact with grasses, what did they do? They were packing the grasses, they were taking in the grasses, but they didn't chew it. They never chew it properly. But they actually created time for themselves to go to a corner and Start chewing the grasses gently, steadily, and to their own satisfaction. So that is how reading and meditation is. When you read, you just take the information, you take in the information. But when you meditate, what happens? This is what happens. You are gradually taking the information you have acquired, chunk by chunk, little by little, and you're trying to break it down. You're trying to masticate it. You are trying to, you know, bring it down to small particles. You know, back then in school, it keeps reminding me of what we were taught back then in school. You know, you can, there's a way that a higher molecule can be broken down to smaller molecules, you know, and it's, you know, that is the same thing as a meditation. You know, you have an information, it looks so big before you, and when you engage or you imbibe in meditation, what happens? It helps you break down a very high or a very big information that looks so difficult before you. It helps you bring it down. It helps you to bring it down to a smaller and a lower molecule that it will be very easy for you to absorb. Yes. I hope you get the explanation now. That is what meditation can do. When you're reading, you get information, you get information, you get information, you're just getting it, you're getting it. But do you actually digest this information? Do you actually break down this information to a smaller particles, to a smaller thing that will be easy for you to assimilate? That is what meditation can do. So you must understand something. Like I said, meditation is a focused repetition of phrase from a particular word or scriptures. For instance, now you decide to study the scriptures, you pick up a verse of the scriptures, and you know, a particular verse has lots of phrases in it. And when you focus repeatedly, you know, you focus repeatedly on a particular phrase from that scriptures, there is one thing you understand. You begin to see something making sense to you. You know, it continually makes sense to you, and you will not wonder, where was this before? How come I didn't notice this? How come I didn't notice this particular understanding? That is what meditation is. So meditation is the God-ordained way to use the scriptures. Yes. Meditation is the God-ordained way to use the scriptures. And most importantly, many people out there don't even have time or really enjoy or really, you know, really have the delight in the Word of God. Our hearts and minds are filled with lots of things that will just bring pleasure to us and ourselves alone. Our minds are filled with those things that increases our pleasure all the time. But I want you to understand something. A child of God is supposed to take delight in the Word of God. And you cannot get more. You cannot have this word transform your life, transform your mind, without you meditating on this word. Now, when you meditate, you read. Yes, you read. Another thing you do when you meditate is you write it out. You see a particular scriptures, a particular verse. You said, okay, I want to meditate on this particular verse. What you simply do, you write it out, because at that point in time, you may be distracted with another verse. So what you simply do, you write it out. You say it phrase by phrase. You sing it. You know, you write it down. You write it down again, over and over and over again. And once you write it down, you now write those senses is making to you. Because as you pondering more on this word, as you are expatiating more on this word, what does it do? It begins to make sense to you. There is a particular light that shines in this word. There is a particular light that comes brighter and brighter. There is something you see, you continually see, you gradually see that you've not been seeing before. You know, something you have not even seen in the past. Yes, you might be reading a particular verse of the scripture for years, but there is one thing that you've not even seen. Unless you take time to focus repeatedly on the word of God, on that particular verse. Because by so doing, you get to realize that there are things that you are not even taking note of. There are things that you are not even understanding, that the light just come and shine and you can and it start making sense to you. You know one thing. All this I mentioned, we actually don't really have time to do all this. We're in a world that we're in a busy world, yeah. Especially the part of the world I am in. Well, you are listening to this podcast from Lagos, Nigeria, West Africa. The part of the world I am in, wow, we are very busy. We are busy while sleeping. We are busy always, even while we are eating busily. If there is any English like that. While we are sleeping, we are talking, we are busy. We are taking a bath, we are busy. We are just busy doing a lot of things. On the road, we are busy. And not to talk of the hold up, whenever you are even going out, it makes things so worse. So we actually live a busy life here in the part of the world. I don't know. For you, it might be so. But by so doing, we find it very difficult to actually create time for meditation. You'll be asking, why do we even have time for meditation? Is it when I sleep and wake up so early to prepare for work and I'm off to work and after you've gone to work, you come back at night and you're so tired, you're worn out, and how do I really have time for meditation? As you're hearing me, I want to tell you it has to do with discipline. If you could create time for yourself to take your bath, if you could create time for yourself to eat your food, if you could create time for yourself to do one thing or the other, definitely you can create time for the meditation on the Word of God. You know, someone said something some other time. He said that the best sleeping pills for a carnal man is the word of God, is the Bible. Is it the best sleeping tablet for a carnal man is the Bible. You may be wondering, how is that? Now take a look at this. It is very easy for you to watch the TV, watch season movies for hours. But I want to tell you, immediately you pick up your Bible that you just want to read a particular verse of the scripture, what happened? There is this kind of heavy sleep that comes upon you that you cannot just even explain. Yeah, that's the truth. It comes upon you so heavy, the sleep will be so heavy that you cannot just even control. And you'll be wondering, and why not the one watching all these movies all this while? But I want to tell you, after dropping your Bible, I want to tell you, the sleep can disappear. And once you go back to the movie, your eyes will be wide open again. The power of meditation. So in the next episode, I'll be sharing with you what are those things meditation actually do to your mind. We actually talked about how you can do, I explained what meditation is. And ways you can go about it. I said, you read it, you write it out, you say it, you sing it, you write out the senses that you can perceive from the verse that you've written out, and you pray it, you pray it out, you pray it aloud. As you're saying it out, it becomes part of you, it becomes part of you. So in our next episode, we will talk about what this meditation does to your mind, the kind of exercise it does to your mind. Remember, I told you that this podcast is a Life Mind podcast, and the main purpose of this podcast is to help renew your mind, help bring and restructure, redirect, you know, reshape back your mind, and help you get closer to your Creator. But I want you to understand something. You can give this meditation a try. You can actually take time. Create time. You know, in your busy schedule, in your tight schedule, how difficult it may be, how it looks as if it cannot be easy. In the midst of your tightness, you can actually create time. But one beautiful thing is that once you start, probably 30 minutes a day, gradually you see yourself growing, you see yourself expanding, you see yourself, you know, spending longer time on meditating on the Word of God. Always have this at the back of your mind. 2 Timothy 2 verse 15. Study to show yourself approved unto God. Not unto any man. Not to improve, not to impress any man. Not to feel, to show to any man that you're full of strength, that you can memorize the scriptures, that you are good, you're that. But the main purpose of studying or meditating on the scriptures is to be approved of God. To be approved of God, and a workman that need not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. When a particular option, when a particular situation comes up for you to shed more light on the word of God, once you are there, by the reason of the presence of the Holy Spirit that has helped you in meditation on the word of God, you rightly give the answer. You divide the word of God rightly. You divide the word of God in an acceptable manner unto God. Remember, meditation is the God-ordained way to use the scripture. Meditation is the God-ordained way to use the scripture. I repeat myself. Meditation is the God-ordained way to use the scriptures. Well, in our next episode, I will tell you how you exercise your mind, what happens to your mind when you meditate on the word of God. Take time to meditate on God's word, and you see yourself improving, you see yourself growing, and you see your mind being renewed.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Alive Minds podcast. Every episode of this podcast is downloadable. Feel free to share this podcast to bless a soul today. Keep living in the fullness of God's word. Thank you.